are coming out. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. Georgia Republican Governor Brian Kemp and Democratic gubernatorial candidate Stacey Abrams facing off Sunday in their final debate before the midterm elections. Governor Kemp supporting Georgia's fetal heartbeat law that places a ban on abortions after 6 weeks.
For the record, there was a female state senator that actually carried this piece of legislation. So there were a lot of women that supported this bill. I understand people differ greatly on it.
Sound courtesy of WSB TV. And here's Abrams criticizing Governor Kemp for his silence regarding allegations that Georgia's Republican Senate candidate, Herschel Walker, paid for ex-girlfriend's abortions despite being pro-life.
He defended Herschel Walker, saying that he didn't want to be involved in the personal life of his running mate, but he doesn't mind being involved in the personal lives and the personal medical choices of women in Georgia.
WSB TV again with the sound. Abrams has received criticism for saying that access to abortion is one way to help improve the economy. More details emerging about the suspect in last Friday's early morning attack on House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's husband, Paul Pelosi, at their San Francisco home. Fox's Christina Coleman has more.
The suspect, 42-year-old David DePape. The New York Post reports that Berkeley residents describe him as a drug-addicted homeless man and who was living in an empty, dilapidated school bus from time to time. Lawmakers on both sides of the aisle are condemning this violence. House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy said violence is wrong and has no place in our community.
DePape will face charges of attempted homicide, elder abuse, and burglary at his arraignment on Tuesday. 82-year-old Paul Pelosi is recovering from surgery on a skull fracture. In Brazil's presidential runoff election, leftist former president Lula da Silva narrowly defeating far-right incumbent Jair Bolsonaro. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
With Russia suspending its participation in a deal brokered by the UN to export Ukrainian grain, concerns growing about a global food crisis. Fox's Lauren Blanchard reports.
Moscow says it made the call to indefinitely suspend its participation in the grain deal after a drone attack on their fleet in the Black Sea. The deal is called the Black Sea Grain Initiative. Brokered back in July through the United Nations, the agreement allowed Ukraine to use their Black Sea ports and shipping lanes to export wheat, corn, barley, sunflower, and other products. The deal is set to expire mid-next month unless extended. Moscow had expressed concerns with it because they claim their fertilizer exports have not been allowed. Russia blames Ukraine for the drone attack, but Kiev says this is a false pretext for Russia to block the grain ships. As winter approaches, the UN said some 47 million people are now in acute hunger in the region.
Ukraine is widely known as the breadbasket of Europe. With rising tensions between the U.S. and China, California Congressman Daryl Issa tells Sunday Morning Futures with Maria Bartiromo that anyone with connections to China could potentially be a threat.
At the end of the day, you have to assume, sadly, that if somebody has family in mainland China, that they're compromised. If you're a student from China, you're compromised. If you're going back to China, you're compromised.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says the People's Republic of China is the most consequential geopolitical challenge for the U.S. Christopher Bell winning Sunday's NASCAR Cup playoff race.
Bell out of turn four. He's going to do it. He's won his way into the championship.
Courtesy NBC Sports, Bell taking the checkered flag to make it into the final four. Ross Chastain riding against the wall to move from 10th to 5th on the final lap. Bell and Chastain are joined by Chase Elliott and Joey Logano as the four drivers racing for a championship at Phoenix next Sunday.
That's Fox's Tim McMaster. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.